Your show artwork. It's the first thing potential listeners will see when they browse through to find your podcast. And it represents your brand and it has the most potential to attract new listeners. So it is important that you have an amazing artwork that stands out in the crowd. But how do you know if your artwork is amazing and how do you create one? In this episode, I'll share some best practices and some tips to create an artwork that can get you new listeners. You're listening to The Podcasting University, a weekly podcast where I share simple, practical, and implementable podcasting tips to grow and monetize your podcast. After listening to the episode, head over to thepodcastinguniversity.com for all the show notes and the recommended resources for podcasting. And if you're new to podcasting and want to get started with your own podcast, then you can join my free course on how to start a podcast at thepodcastinguniversity.com/free-guide. And if you already have a podcasting idea and you want to validate it, then you can book a free discovery call with me, a 30-minute discovery call, where you can discuss the idea with me and we can together validate if the idea is a feasible one or not. Book the free discovery call at thepodcastinguniversity.com/bookings. Now, let's get on to today's episode. Hello and welcome to episode number 140 of The Podcasting University. This is your host Dilip, and in today's episode, we are going to be talking about an essential aspect of marketing your podcast, which is your podcast artwork. But before we get into this week's episode, I had an announcement to make. Now, I'm going to be releasing my first podcasting course in about 8 weeks from now, and this course is going to be the simplest yet the most comprehensive podcasting course that you'll be able to find on the internet. Now, when I launch, I'm going to be offering it at a very special price that you won't find any other course out there. And it'll be only available to a few of the initial subscribers to the podcast. So if you're interested in knowing more about this course and you want to join this course as an early bird, then you can express your interest by visiting thepodcastinguniversity.com/interested and signing up. As soon as I'm ready with the course, I'll go ahead and send you an email with a link to the course and the special early bird pricing so that you can take advantage of it. And the link will be there in the podcast show notes as well. So go ahead, check out the link and sign up for and express your interest for this course so that you can be one of the early birds signing up for this course. Now on to today's episode, which is podcast artwork. A podcast artwork is one of the first things that you should ideally be focusing on when you're getting started with your podcast. In fact, it is the visual identity of your podcast, and hence it becomes all the more important that you give it the same kind of attention as that you would give to your podcast name. Because for anybody searching your podcast in a podcast directory, the first thing that they'll come across is your podcast artwork. And that is even before they read the title of your show. That is the first impression that they will have about your podcast. So it needs to be attention grabbing, and it needs to be something that can hook your prospective or your potential listeners. And it should be something that is memorable, which means that it should be there in their mind whenever they are coming to listen to your podcast. Hence, it is important that you're brainstorming, thinking, spending some time to think how you want your podcast artwork to look, and then go about designing your podcast artwork. Don't do a shoddy job with it. Keep in mind that a good podcast artwork can help you stand out in the crowded podcast directories and can capture your potential listeners' attention or their interest. So it has to be eye-catching, and it has to be representative of your show's theme and topic. So in this episode, I'll share a few best practices that you might want to keep in mind when you're designing your podcast artwork so that you are able to create a podcast artwork that grabs your listeners' attention. So let's get started with today's episode. But before that, I have a quick message for you. Now, let's continue today's episode. Now, for somebody who's starting off, designing a podcast artwork can be extremely challenging, especially you are somebody like me who are not good with their designing skills. But then, let me break it to you. with all of the advancements in technology and with AI doing most of the things, you don't really need any designing skills to design a good podcast artwork. You just need a good template, a good idea, and a good designing platform. That is all that you will need. And if you're going to take the help of AI, then designing becomes even more simpler. So what I'm going to do in today's episode is, because we are going to be discussing about designing your podcast artwork, what I will do is I'll tell you some of the critical things that you need to keep in mind when you're designing your podcast artwork, irrespective of you're doing it. So these things are something that you might want to keep in mind if you're designing it or even if you're getting it designed. First, let's look at some of the elements of a good podcast artwork. These are just guidelines that you might want to keep in mind when you're designing your podcast artwork, but you can play around within these guidelines and then design your podcast artwork. So number one, ensure that your podcast artwork is simple and it has a very clean design. Avoid clutter or busy backgrounds. Now, if you observe some of the best podcast artworks out there, you will see that they use background colors that are easy on the eyes or that look aesthetically pleasing. So, research some of these best podcast artworks out there to derive inspiration and then decide on what color is it that you want to go with. What is the palette that you will be looking at? What is the font that you want to use? These design inspirations will give you an idea of how a good podcast artwork should be. So based on that, you'll be able to design your podcast artwork. But whatever design you're finalizing on, ensure that it is simple, clean, and avoids clutter. Number two is in the usage of images. Now, it is important that you don't use some of these overused images. There are a lot of podcast artworks that show maybe the microphone or an envelope or something like that, which are overused imagery. So I would recommend not using this overused imagery. But what I would say is that if your podcast is an individual brand, then go ahead and use your picture on that. But if yours is a business podcast and you want to represent your brand there, you might want to use your logo. But whatever it is, ensure that you're not using one of these very common imageries out there and using something that is relevant and that relates to your podcast's theme. And like what I said, you might want to use something that talks to your brand or that is in line with your brand. And irrespective of what image you're using, just ensure that you're using high quality images because you don't want your images to be pixelated and appear blur in your podcast artwork. Number three is in the usage of the text in your podcast artwork. The two things that I would say has to be there on your podcast artwork is one, the name of your show, and the second, a relevant image. Now, in addition to the name of your podcast, you might also want to include your name so that people know who is it that they are talking to. And when you're using these text on your podcast artwork, just ensure that you're using a clear, easy to read font that catches your audience's attention, even if it is in a very crowded podcast directory. And ensure that your podcast title is prominent and people see it in the first go itself. Don't clutter your artwork so much that your podcast title just doesn't stand out in that crowd of podcasts in a podcast directory. Number four is to ensure consistency. Now, you might want to ensure that your podcast artwork is consistent with your overall branding. The colors, the fonts, the logo, all of this should be in line with your branding. In fact, if one of your listener happens to browse to your website or maybe to your social media channel, they should find that there is a consistency in what they saw in the artwork and in what is there on your social media image or even on your website. So ensure that there is consistency in all of these things like the color, the font, and the images that you're using. Finally, something that you might want to keep in mind is the dimensions and the format. The ideal dimensions for an artwork is 3000 by 3000 pixels, which is primarily what iTunes or Apple Podcasts recommend. Now, this is basically what is accepted in most podcast directories as well. But I would recommend that you create images at least that is about 4,800 pixel by 4,800 pixel, or if you can do it at about 6,000 by 6,000 pixel, nothing like it. Because when you design it at that size, it'll help ensure that your podcast artwork is crisp and clear when it shows up in the 150 by 150 pixel size on Apple Podcasts or all of those podcast directories. So ensure that you are creating your podcast in the maximum size that is possible. But in doing that, you might want to keep an eye on the file size, because if your file size is too huge, some of the podcast directories might not accept it. So just keep an eye and ensure that you are within that acceptable file size so that your podcast artwork is accepted by these directories. And the file formats that are accepted are JPG or PNG. Now, keep in mind that PNG images can be extremely big in size. So JPG is something that I would recommend that you create your podcast artwork on. Now, coming to the second aspect is, should you be doing it yourself or should you be hiring a professional designer? Now, hiring a professional designer is going to be an expensive affair because designers charge a lot. And if you are somebody who is getting started, then you might not have that kind of a budget to hire a professional designer. So the DIY approach is the most cost effective and can save you quite some money, especially when you're starting off and you don't have a budget for getting your podcast artwork designed. But if you have money to do it, then go ahead and hire a designer, because there are a lot of advantages of hiring a professional designer. We look at some of the pros and cons of both of these methods, because both these methods have some pros and cons, and you can decide what approach to take depending upon your overall situation. So when it comes to the DIY approach, some of the basic pros is that you have complete control because you are the one who's designing it, who are deciding on what font to use, what images to use, and all of that. And you also have the ability to make changes as and when you want. So a podcast artwork need not be the same throughout the life of the podcast. You can always change it maybe in about an year or maybe in a few months from now. If you think that that artwork isn't something that aligns with your overall podcast goals. So you have complete control over it and you can make any amount of changes that you want. And obviously the DIY approach will save you a lot of money. So it is a low cost affair. But there are some cons to it. The primary one being that since you are not a skilled designer, your images or your podcast artwork could look a little amateur and it can be extremely time consuming. You might spend a lot of time designing your podcast artwork. So other than that, if you're getting started off, then I think DIY approach is something that you should go with. And having spoken about the cons, I should also say that with the advancement in technology and with a lot of the AI tools out there, and also some of these online tools like that of Canva, Adobe Spark, etc., they have a lot of templates, ready-made templates that are customizable. So you can just pick a template, change a lot of those things, use your font, your images, and get a completely unique podcast artwork designed. And in fact, Canva has a lot of podcast artwork templates which you can use and design your podcast artwork. And with AI support available in most online tools, I think designing a podcast artwork isn't that difficult. It is pretty easy. You can always go about designing it on your own. And if you know how to use something like Midjourney or Copilot, and if you're good with prompting, then I think you can save a lot of time by using one of these AI tools to get your podcast artwork designed. Now, looking at the second aspect, which is hiring a professional designer. Hiring a professional designer can be very expensive because designers charge a lot of money, unless you're going to some place like that of maybe a Fiverr or an Upwork and hiring a freelancer who can do it for you maybe in about $5 to $10. But keep in mind that those images might not be top quality because, you know, you get what you spend for. So it might not give you extremely high quality images. But if you're able to spend some money, then you will get some extremely high quality results. But then again, like what I said, it can be extremely expensive and you have to have the budget to do that. Some of the pros of hiring a professional designer is that you get the expertise and the experience of a professional designer who can suggest on what will work and what are some of the good elements from a designing perspective. And you will also get a professional looking artwork. But the cons primarily is the higher cost. There is a lot that you might have to spend to get a professional designer to design your podcast artwork. And the second con primarily is in terms of the control, because there are a limited number of revisions that they might be doing and you don't have complete control over what is getting designed. But then if you're planning to work with designers, then there are a couple of things that I would recommend. You might want to ensure that you've checked their portfolios to validate their experience and their expertise, and also ensure that you're communicating with them your vision for your podcast. So what is it that you're expecting from the artwork? So these are some things that you might want to ensure that you are sharing with these designers if you want to get a podcast artwork that aligns with your thought process. So ensure that you're doing this due diligence before you hire a professional designer. And one last thing is, you might want to check with them as to how many revisions they might do, because usually the first design that they might be submitting might not align with what you basically want. So you might want to get it revised. So you might want to talk to them to check how many times they'll be revising the designs that they are sending you. So these are some things that you might want to keep in mind when you're hiring a professional designer. And finally, before you decide on your podcast artwork, there are a couple of things that I would recommend that you do. One is that you might want to ensure that you're testing your artwork on different devices, like, for example, on a computer, a big screen computer, a mobile phone, or a tablet. So ensure that your podcast artwork looks good on all of these different devices. The second thing is you might want to get a first-hand feedback from maybe your family members or your friends on what they think about the podcast artwork. This will give you an idea of how people perceive your podcast artwork. They might necessarily not be your ideal podcast listener. Still, when they see the podcast artwork, if they are able to give you a feedback of how they feel about your podcast artwork, it'll give you an idea of how people perceive your design. The third one is that whenever you're creating your podcast artwork, I would recommend that you create a few variations. Like, for example, maybe different designs, different fonts, so that you can pick something that works the best out of all of this instead of going back again and again and designing designs multiple times. So ensure that you're designing a few variations. And I would also recommend that you create a few more creatives, like, for example, for your Instagram page, for your YouTube cover. So basically what this will do is there will be consistency in all of the designs. And since you've already designed your podcast artwork with a lot of the things that are in line with your branding, if you're able to get all of these other creatives also designed at the same time, the branding and the design will talk to each other and there'll be consistency in all of these designs. So I would recommend that you create all of these together in one go. So you have all of that ready, irrespective of when you're planning to start a YouTube channel or when you're going to market on Instagram. If you have all of this ready, it'll avoid a lot of unnecessary time that you will otherwise be spending to create all of these. Those were some of the things that you might want to keep in mind when creating your artwork. If you're new and you're getting started, then I would recommend that you do it yourself. You can pick a tool like that of Canva. It's a very user-friendly tool and you can easily design a podcast artwork. The free version of Canva also works well. But if you can go for the pro version, nothing like it. It'll give you a bunch of creatives and you'll be able to do a lot of things with your podcast artwork. So I would recommend going with the pro version. But if you want to use the free, you can still design a high-quality podcast artwork to begin with. And there is no problem with changing your podcast artwork once you have spent about maybe an year into your podcasting journey, because that's when you will have things ironed out and you will have a brand identity. And then if you feel that you want to change your podcast artwork, you can always go ahead and do that. So don't be too hung up on creating the perfect design in the first go. Ensure that your design is something that stands out and that attracts your potential listeners. But irrespective of what method you choose, DIY or a professional designer, the tips that I shared in today's episode will help you get a decent or a good podcast artwork design. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, then don't forget to rate the show and write a review for the show on your favorite podcast listening app. It helps in the overall ranking of this show. And don't forget to visit podcastinguniversity.com/140 for all the show notes and a printable transcript. And if you have any questions, you can drop them in the comment box there and I will respond to all of that, or you can even reach out to me using the contact us button there. The Podcasting University is available on pretty much all podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Prime Music, Good Pods, JioSaavn, Gaana as well. You'll be able to listen to this podcast ad-free on Amazon Prime Music if that is how you want to listen to it. But my favorite podcast listening app is Spotify and Good Pods. So I recommend listening to the podcast on Spotify or on Good Pods. But wherever you're listening to it, please do take a few minutes out and rate and review the show there. That is all that I have for this episode. I'll be back again the next week with another interesting discussion around podcasting. Until then, keep listening to the Podcasting University. This is goodbye from Dilip.